The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This stage, you would have heard the news that the government have announced a full inquiry into abuse carried out at schools run by religious orders. This after a scoping inquiry yesterday published a lengthy document compiled that included over, well, nearly 2,500, I think, sexual abuse allegations against 42 religious orders in over 300 schools up and down the country. One of those schools was Blackrock College in Dublin. William is a survivor of abuse on the grounds of Blackrock College, and he joins me now. William, thank you for taking the time to speak to us, and it is good to talk to you again. I know you shared your story with us not too long ago. Do you welcome the news on the face of it, William, that there's going to be a full inquiry into this?
Yes, I do. It's about time, and some would say it's a bit late, you know, but I'm glad that it's been taken serious now, and the full inquiry is important to the survivors for going forward.
And have you got clarity, William, on whether cases like yours will be looked at by this inquiry? Because I know that was a concern you had the last time we spoke, because just for people who didn't hear the conversation, you weren't a student in the school at the time. You were working there.
That's right. I was staff. I was there because we went there to, myself and two brothers went there to an agency from Carlow. And because we in Carlow, we were homeless, you know. Brother kicked us out when we were small. And we got into an agency who got us work in colleges and industrial places and all that. And we went to Blackrock College around 73, 74. And my two brothers wasn't gone on it. They went to England and I stayed there. And over the years I was there, I was raped by a priest and a caretaker over the years I was there. And I'd done a 16-page statement to the guards in Dundrum. And they, it's hard to talk about this, but they got a 16-page statement, and they could do very little more because the priest was dead and the caretaker of the other part of the school was alive. A file was going to the DPP, and he died 2 weeks later. So that was the guards' hands were tied at that stage, because there was no one alive to charge. You know, that's as much as they can do. You know. That's what they told me anyway.
And given
once
William
deceased,
that, sorry to cut across. I was just going to say, given the fact that they're dead, well, what's the value in your mind of an inquiry? Like, what might you get out of it?
I won't actually guess. I don't think I'll get anything out, because trying to get people to believe what happened here was hard. I think it's more for today and the future. And everyone will be more aware and conscious of things that did happen. And they might start asking questions, you know, when their kids come home, or when the college students go home on the weekends or their breaks. There might be questions asked by their parents then, which there wasn't back then. You know, I was talking to one man who was a student there, and he got in touch with me from Terranor, he was. And he said if he said that to his mother, she would have killed him. And he threw himself in front of a car. He's all right, he's alive, but he threw himself in front of a car. This is what all this done to people. For me to come out with what happened to me, I'd done something bad because I knew no one would believe me. I got myself arrested. And knowing I was being taken serious, I was able to come out with what happened to me. And I was raped up to a dozen times by a priest and a caretaker.
that was 40 years ago. Now, is that right?
Around 74, yeah, around 74. 73, 74, and onwards, upwards from that.
Has there ever...
So I don't go to Mass. I used to go to Mass when I was in Blackrock College 3 times. I don't go to Mass now. I won't step inside the church. And all, regardless of what they do to you, if they give you compensation or this inquiry comes out, every time I see a priest walking down the road or if I pass by a nun, it comes back to me. If I hear a church bell ringing, it comes back to me. If I see the people at the forecourts asking you to join Bible studies or just passing by them, it comes back to you. You know, it'll never be erased from the people who were abused.
Yeah,
we have to live with that, regardless of what they come out with. We have to live with that. You know,
and it sounds like you're still living with it.
Yeah, I'm getting counselling and stuff. Counselling saved me from suicide. I was suicidal. I drove around with a rope in the car. And I was suicidal. I have to comment on Inside Matters in Cable Street and 1 and 4 in Elp the Keys. I have saved me.
Yeah, you and lots of other people.
Lots of other people,
do
yeah.
Great
yeah.
work, those places, and others as well.
And others as well, yeah. I've also been talking to a man called Tom McBennett from Focus Isle at Temple Bar, and they have been very good to me. Very good. They're excellent people.
So it sounds like it's a case of this is going to come too late, but it's kind of better late than never. Is that a way to look at it?
Yes, I think it's better late than ever, and I think it's because it's out there now that kids in coming up in school and going on to the bigger classes and stuff in colleges and whatever, we'll be more aware of it. They'll be aware of this now. You know, we knew nothing back in them days, and we feared for our lives back in them days. But today is a different day, and the kids today are different people. I don't think they would stand for it now, you know. And especially with it being out there now, that it's in people's heads, it's in people's minds. We knew nothing of this back in the day, you know.
Well, listen, I hope more of them would refuse to stand for it. William, thanks again for chatting to us. I really mean it, because anybody listening will know how difficult it still is for you. William,
it's always difficult for me, because every time I pass by something or hear something, even yourselves coming on with a news talk or anything, coming on the paper now and again, it just comes back and you don't know what to do with yourself, you know. I'm trying to keep active and stuff like that, but it's not easy.
Yeah, well, you know, I think people. As well I think people will be relieved to hear that at least kind of the darkest days maybe are behind you because of that help, that intervention you got. And you mentioned 1 and 4. I know their number. If anybody listening to this wants to contact them, 01662 40 070. So that's 01662 40 070. Samaritans are on 116 123. William, who's a survivor of abuse at Blackrock College. William, thank you again for speaking to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.